Welcome to this week's Ask Me Anything on the Cybercrime Magazine podcast with host Teresa Payton, CEO at Fortalice Solutions, former CIO at the White House, and previously Deputy Commander of Intelligence on the CBS TV series Hunted.
To law enforcement,
what was it like in the early days
of law enforcement and private investigators?
This special series is brought to you by People AMA, the AI investigator. AMA answers questions about individuals in your investigation. Learn more at people.com/AMA. That's PIPL.com/AMA.
Here's a question from a private sector investigator. Do law enforcement and private investigators use the same digital tools? And are there some tools that are only available to law enforcement? Great question. Now, overall, while there may be some differences in access to certain tools and resources between law enforcement and private investigators, both groups do rely on similar digital investigation techniques and tools to conduct thorough and effective investigations. Collaboration and adherence to legal and ethical standards are essential for ensuring the integrity and legality of digital investigations across both law enforcement organizations and private investigations. There are some tools and processes that are only available to law enforcement, such as seeking a warrant for phone records or to ping a phone to determine its location. There are certain tools and resources that may be exclusive to law enforcement agencies due to legal and regulatory considerations, as well as an individual's right to privacy. An example of shared tools, many digital investigation tools such as forensic software, data analysis platforms, open source intelligence tools, are commonly used by both law enforcement and private investigators. These tools can assist in tasks such as data collection, preservation, analysis, and intelligence gathering, and they're often available commercially or through specialized vendors. Now, there are specialized law enforcement tools. Law enforcement agencies may have access to specialized digital investigation tools and resources that are specifically designed for the court system, for protecting the idea, especially in the United States, that you are innocent until proven guilty, and they are specifically designed for law enforcement purposes. You also have to consider the fact that there are certain digital investigation tools and techniques that may be subject to legal restrictions and require specific legal authority or authorization for use. What comes to mind for me is, for example, wiretapping devices and GPS trackers. They are regulated by laws such as the Electronic Communications Privacy Act. Those require court orders or warrants for lawful use. And then I think about collaboration and sharing. So there are tools that can help with sort of the initial part of an investigation that are used by law enforcement and private investigators. Tools like People, for example, to do the People searches and get some information. But what I would say is, despite potential differences in access to certain tools and resources, there is often collaboration and sharing of information between private investigators and law enforcement. Law enforcement agencies may collaborate with private investigators on specific cases or even provide assistance and expertise in digital investigations.
We'll be back next week with another episode of Ask Me Anything on the Cybercrime Magazine podcast with host Teresa Payton, CEO at Fortalice Solutions, former CIO at the White House, and previously Deputy Commander of Intelligence on the CBS TV series Hunted. This special series is brought to you by People AMA, the AI investigator. AMA answers questions about individuals in your investigation. Learn more at people.com/AMA. That's PIPL.com/AMA.